Okay. Hey everybody, my name is Conrad. I work on the Swift team at Apple. My focus is primarily concurrency and server use cases. You may remember me from my Java life, in which I worked on Akka or the Reactive Streams spec. And yeah, it's great to be back and working a little bit with the JVM. So I will introduce Swift a little bit, a quick show of hands who is aware of Swift, who has used Swift. Okay, not so bad. So Swift is an open source language, works on many platforms, anywhere from Linux, Windows, to embedded systems, and firmware, and anything between. Also WASM, which I don't have on the slide, but I just remembered. And it's a natively compiled language. It has an explicit goal to feel familiar to people coming from other ecosystems, including Java. It has a, you know, it's memory safe by default, and has pretty cool features like concurrency safety verified at compile time as well. Since day one, Swift had an amazing C and Objective-C interrupt story, which is how it managed to slowly replace Objective-C on Apple platforms. And we since then added the amazing C++ interrupt, which is really cool, and today we're adding Java to that list. So, why do we even care about this? Primarily because of memory safety. So why do we care about memory safety? Well, memory safety vulnerabilities are the number one security vulnerability. So if we want to reduce those, it would be great to adopt memory safe languages across